every moment and every experience that you have, every thought, every emotion, every moment, you are exactly the same without any modification, unwavering being, Sat, which itself is self-luminous consciousness, Chit, Sat Chit. Being itself is consciousness, is self-luminous, and it is Ananda, Sat Chit Ananda. Every moment, you, the one who is present to all experiences, positive or negative, are there as existent. I am there, I am present. Sat. My presence is self-evident. It's not inert, it's not unknown. My presence is self-luminous, self-evident, Chit. Every moment. And Ananda. Ananda. What is the Ananda? Why do they say Ananda? Sometimes translated confusingly as bliss. My being is, it is self-evident, self-shining consciousness, and it is Ananda. Translate Ananda. Who is Paramapriya means the Ananda is that which is the most dear, the most beloved, that which is most valued. How is it that my being, conscious being that I am, why do we say it is Ananda? It is most valued, most dear. That which is Ananta, limitless by nature, absolute wholeness. These are just words pointing to something about me that I need to recognize. Just relax and sit with your experience. It doesn't really matter what type of a thought you're having or emotion. It doesn't really cover in any way your own being, your own presence. You're present to whatever thoughts are coming and going. And your own nature, the Ananda, which you are, is absolutely present. It's not covered in any way. There's a dukkha vritti, sukha vritti, rambling mind, it makes no difference. So instead of thinking of ananda as bliss, like a bliss experience in the mind, think of it in terms of fullness, or that which is most dear. I can lose everything else but not that. What is that? What is it about your presence that deserves that term, ananda? You can let your mind kind of circle around that idea, like for instance, whatever experience I'm having, whatever thoughts, emotions, perceptions that may be taking place, how would they be meaningful at all without my presence? There's nothing more dear to me than my presence, the one who is present invariably to all of those experiences. My very presence is ananda. I may want to release myself from certain experiences, dukkha-vrittis, sorrowful experiences, angry experiences, different types of emotions I may want to remove myself from, want them to go away. I want them to go away from me. I don't want to go away. I want them to go away. So that I can just be myself. Let all the negative experiences go away, so that I can just be myself, unencumbered by sorrows. Who is that self? What is that me that is so dear? What am I like that deserves this term, ananda? What is the ananda? What is ananda about my own presence? Not a state of mind that comes and goes, not a sukha-vritti that comes and goes, but my own being. Why is it called ananda? So if you can recognize that dearness, that which is most dear, most beloved, what is most beloved to the mind is ananda. What is most beloved to the mind is the self, because the self is ananda. What do we mean? see if you can recognize the ananda that is here right now, not an exalted bliss state, just you, your simple presence. Your thoughts, moods, emotions are coming and going in the simple presence of your being. Why is that called ananda? Why can I say anandoham, I am ananda, meaning right now at this moment, not meaning I'm ananda, so let me experience that. No, I am ananda. That ananda is present immediately, self-evident. The ananda is as self-evident as my being is, as self-evident as chit consciousness is. It does not require any particular type of vritti. Doesn't matter what thoughts you're having. Nothing's happening to you. Nothing at all. Your being, self-evident being that you are, the ananda that you are, just remains constant. If it's helpful to you, you can use your breath. Let the mind hook onto your breath. And just breathe in and out your own presence. And just as a, almost like a japa, you can try it if it's helpful. Body and mind continue to relax. Just completely let go of any tension. Perhaps you can breathe into your own presence in and out. What is lovable about your presence? Lovableness is the ananda. What is that?